So you could, one of the things you should know when you do an X-ray diffraction experiment is how many diffraction points do I expect? And you can figure that out using something called the Ewald's sphere. So I'm drawing it here in two dimensions, but you can also do it in three dimensions. But let's just think about two dimensions for a minute. Here I've got reciprocal space, and these points are the reciprocal lattice vectors, the G vectors, in reciprocal space. And I know the wavelength of the x-rays that we're using, so I know the length of the K vector that's coming in. And I just draw an arrow so the end of the arrow, this point of the arrow, ends on the origin in reciprocal space. And then I go to the other end, so knowing the wavelength, I know the length of this arrow, and I draw a circle around this point. Now, if I take this circle and I rotate it around the origin, what will happen is that sometimes when you rotate it, the circle will hit one of the other points. So here's the origin, this is reciprocal space. This then is kx, this direction is ky, and some more points. Here I put an arrow like this, and then around this point I draw a circle. And then I rotate the circle around this point, and at some time, let's see, if I rotate the circle at some time, it will go through this point here. When it does that, then I've got here k prime, and look, if I drew the circle good, then this length would be the same as that one. That's elastic scattering, k equals k prime. And this then, since this is the origin, this one is a reciprocal lattice vector. Right? From the origin to any one of the points is a reciprocal lattice vector. Those are, from here to there is one of the reciprocal lattice vectors. So if this circle, when it's rotated around this point, hits one of these points, then we have the diffraction condition. That k prime minus k equals g. And what you see is that if you use a shorter wavelength, then the k is, or wavelength looks like this, wavelength is 2 pi over k. So if you use a shorter wavelength, the diameter of the circle would be bigger, and you pick up more k points. So but there's then a finite number of points you can get in an X-ray diffraction experiment. If you know the reciprocal lattice and you know the wavelength, you can calculate how many points you would get. And in this case, I don't know, you get 20 points here. And that's not a very accurate measurement because you have to try to determine then the reciprocal lattice, B1, B2, and B3 out of just 20 measurements. You would rather have more so that you get a more accurate. The more data you have, the better you can determine the primitive lattice vectors. So you would want to use a shorter wavelength radiation to get a bigger circle here. And then everything that these, when you turn the circle around this point, all of the points that you can touch that way will be measurements in the diffraction pattern. Will be measurement points in the diffraction pattern.